Everybody loves parables. The Good Samaritan, it's a great story. We name institutions after the Samaritan, and you know, we have Samaritan ministry, and we all want to be the Samaritan because the Samaritan exhibits these qualities that we hold to be really important in our lives. But then we have other parables. Last week we had the parable about forgiving, and then after the person didn't forgive, the person was punished very harshly. And today we have another parable that always brings us up a little bit short, because we like things to be fair. We love fairness. I at the first service I asked, everybody said, "I don't think this is fair," and everybody raised their hand. There wasn't a person. Now, that be true in this group? Has everybody in here said, "This isn't fair"? Raise your hand if you've said that. Most people in here too. Choir? Yeah. We say it so often about so many things. And that's why this parable drives us crazy. Because it's not about fair. It doesn't demonstrate fairness. This landowner that has hired all of these laborers and pays them the exact same amount, even though some work for 12 hours and some work for 1 hour. It relates to our lives too, because we do it all the time. I've done it today, thinking about how things aren't fair. It's like when you are in the line of traffic on Canal Road going down to the Key Bridge. And you're in this line, and you're minding your own way, and you're lined up because you want to turn onto the Key Bridge, and you're lined up in the traffic, and the line goes back a mile. There's the other lane that goes on the Whitehurst Freeway. I see people shaking their heads that they know what this is. And that lane, there's no one in it. And they just scoot right along because they're going on the Whitehurst Freeway. And I'm sitting in this line, and then somebody scoots past, and they pass the mile worth of the line of traffic, and then they turn their turn signal on to turn left back into our lane right when they get to the place where you have to make a choice. I see everybody saying, mm-hmm. And somebody says, "Yes, I'm going to let them in." And you're like, "That is not fair." Jocelyn is over here going, "Ugh!" This is what's happening here in this story. They have not waited their turn to be able to turn onto the Key Bridge and continue their journey. They have scooted past quickly and have shot in right at the end. It's not fair. There are so many other instances where fairness plays out. You could list them. Every day there are things that don't work out. You'd say, you stood in line, and then they open another line in the grocery store, and that person gets ahead of you, and you're like, "What? It's just not fair." And that word comes out so often. But the thing is about this parable is that I think it actually is. Parables are supposed to make things, kind of jumble up in your brain and to think something differently. I think it's what parables are supposed to do. That's why Jesus' teaching in parables was such a powerful instrument, because when people heard this, it changed the way they thought. When Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan, it could have been called the parable of the good enemy. It doesn't have the same ring to it. Certainly not to our ears. But to the people who heard the parable of the Good Samaritan way back when, that's what the Samaritans were. They were the ones that you didn't want to like. This parable is called the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. That's a, you know, it's a, it's doesn't have the same ring as the Good Samaritan, but that's the name. It could be called something else. It could be called How to Take Advantage of an Unfair System. It has a little ring to it. You think that's funny, don't you? It could be called Show Up Late and Get the Same. Is there other anybody else have a name that we might be able to use for this parable? No?
God's favoritism.
All right, so God was showing favoritism. God unfavoritism, maybe. Virginia? Better late than never. The parable of better late than never. Yeah, Nicole? Don't be the sucker. The parable of don't be the sucker and show up first thing. Sleep in. What other any other parable names you might have?
Equal but not fair.
Equal but not fair.
It's a shadow of God.
The shadow of God. Lots of great names that we could have here about this parable, Jocelyn.
Game the system.
What's that?
Game the system.
Game the system. The parable of gaming the system. These don't have the same ring as the laborers in the vineyard. They don't have the same feel as the Good Samaritan.
Bargaining with God.
So this is this parable is talking about this way that we are, the way humans are, and how even back 2,000 years ago people had this thing where they didn't think it was fair because the world. They feel, every human, I think, feels like the world kind of revolves around their needs. My needs. Your needs. That's the way we see things. That's the perspective that we come at these things, is from our perspective. That's the way the world works around us, and we expect that those systems are going to work like that. But God, as Jesus is teaching in this parable, doesn't work that way. We want things, we want everybody to be treated the same. People would say that. We want people to be treated the same. But we don't want people to be treated the same if they're not the same. And we are the ones that are judging who is in the right category and who's not. Every one of the examples that I've gave have been that we are the ones that are doing what's good, what's right. We've followed the rules. We're never the ones trying to scoot in at the end. That's the way we think about it. That's the way we think about our lives. We're always the ones that we've put in our effort. But I think that, and that's the way when we hear this parable, we say we're the ones that showed up early. We may not have shown up at 8 a.m. or at 7 a.m. or 5 a.m. or whatever time they started. But we showed up by 10 a.m.
Or 10:30.
We weren't the ones that got there at the end of the day and only worked an hour. We're the ones toward the front of the line. But think about it from another perspective. In God's kingdom, maybe we aren't at the front of the line. Maybe we're way toward the back. And then think about how you would react if you got the same amount as everybody else. If you did that, you would be thankful. You would be overwhelmed. You would notice the generosity. If we think about that in our lives and think about how the world is not fair, things do not work out fairly for everybody. If we could realize that we have been given great gifts along the way, every day, that the system works for everybody. It works somehow, it works, seems to work in favor of some people more than others, but it's working. If we could take thanksgiving for when it works out for us, would that change the way we look at the way it treats other people? I'm convinced that we think that we're always at the head, and often we're way down here, and we need a little grace in our lives. We need that in order to make a difference in who we are. So if you think of this parable as not about, it's hard to think about it in the economic system, because the economic system breaks down. It doesn't work. But God's kingdom isn't about that kind of system. God's kingdom is about love that exists in the world and goes to everybody equally. We're all loved by God equally. We are all welcomed into God's kingdom equally. So when you get your LinkedIn profile and list all of your accolades, and your resume extends for pages and pages telling everything that you've ever done in your life, you say, this is the record that I want to keep. This is what I want to show you, because this shows that I am at the front of the line. In God's kingdom, everybody is equal. And everybody gets the same love that God gives, which is amazingly great. That's this message about that comes in this parable. It's the message that exists in the entire Bible. Jesus keeps using that term. The first will be last, and the last will be first. God's kingdom turns over the things that we think are fair and says, this is just. This is what God's kingdom is all about. If we can think that we are down toward the bottom of the pile, we can say, thank you. We can understand what generous gifts are. And that's an important thing to do as you go out into the week, to go out into your life outside of this place. Remember the many gifts that you have, and remember the love of God that's for all people. Amen.